And so I invite you now, if you've not already done so, to close your eyes and take another deep, healing breath. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. Take another deep breath, centering yourself in the one power and the one presence that is always as close to you as you're breathing. Every breath is holy. Every breath is divine. You are one with the Most High, and all is well. And in this still moment, just know you are one with infinite peace, infinite tranquility, and one with the primary law of God, perfect divine order. You live and move and have your being in that divine order. So let's today just let go of any thoughts of limitation, including those about time. Let go of old hurts and resentments. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is yet to come. Allow yourself to live in this present moment, savoring its joys and learning from its challenges. Our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, told us that we can begin anew as we embrace the law of order in all we do. If there is a tendency to hurry, let us stop and affirm divine order and rest ourselves there. Geologists tell us that our world has been whirling around the sun for over 500 million years. So what is our need to hurry? Remember that we live in the eternity now. This thought of omnipresent eternity alleviates all of our nervous tension. And we also live and move and have our being in the knowledge that God's will for you, for all of us, is ever unfolding good and perfect peace, a peace that the world cannot take away. The time has come, and the kingdom of God is at hand, now and always. Change the way you think and act, and believe the good news. Accept now God's good. Know that you have enough time to do the most important things. You have time for love, for laughter, for joy, time to pursue your dreams, to express God's love to others, time to engage in those activities that enrich your soul. You have time enough for what you put first. And if you need to decide or revisit what your priorities, what your big rocks are, just turn now to the Christ of your being. Ask for guidance to find your place, your purpose, your peace. And in the depths of your being, your answers will come as a deep spiritual knowing. Let's spend a few moments doing that now in the silence. And so realize now that just as you are being divinely guided to knowing what your most important things are, so you are being divinely guided to exercise God's gift of the power of discernment, to release any false limitations about time that might be keeping you from your divine potential, and to release those time wasters you have claimed in your life in order to live every moment in awareness of the one power and presence. Every task, every undertaking is accomplished in perfect timing and divine ease. You are in the right place at the right time because perfect timing is part of divine order. Claim this now. Say to yourself, today I have time enough to accept God's good and to rest in Spirit's loving, positive energy. I have time enough to do all that is truly mine to do. I can turn away from the busyness to the Christ of my being and always find peace, energy, and strength. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be. With hearts full of gratitude, we say thank you, God, in the name and through the power of the Christ. Amen. And let us now complete our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Temptation, but deliver us from evil.